Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We still want you to wake up, HEC, for this Hoka Live show. I know Brendan on Monday was here with a guest, and he was still. We're still trying to figure out the name for the show. Yeah. We haven't fully. I just think that we are not. It doesn't flow as nice as Wake Up HEC, which is what we used to call it.
So what was the decision process to change it?
Well, because this is now Hoka Live. It's Hoka Journal Live. Okay. So it's just been a different show. But it's like we got so used to just saying, Wake Up, HEC, you know? So it's just more of a comfort thing than anything else. That's really what it is,
more or less, yeah.
If I can be fully honest with you. How are you,
Change
Janelle?
Is hard.
Yeah.
I'm all right. I'm glad it's October.
Yeah, I know.
Even though it's going to be 90 degrees today.
It was yesterday, the first day of October felt like one of the hottest days of summer.
Yeah.
Like it really did.
And today is going to be the same.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not good for, you know, for my health because I got a cold. Like I had last week, I think started on Wednesday or Thursday, I just started getting like, you know, my throat was hurting. And then Sunday night, I was just completely out of commission. I was just like, full blown cold. So so the weather.
It's that time of year.
It is that time of year. And, you know, I love summer. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's like you can stay as long as you would like. Like you're welcome to stay. But can we just have consistency? That's all I'm asking.
Right.
Right. So that I don't end up getting sick because I really don't like that.
The ups and the downs.
Yes, I already sent an email to Mother Nature. Hopefully she'll get it and, you know, take care of this.
Sign
and
for all of us.
She's ignored mine about fall starting, so
maybe
you can get a hold of her.
I think that's what the problem is, because she's getting emails like mine where she's like, you're welcome to keep summer, keep it as long as you want. But then she gets Brendan's email where he's like, okay, come on, where is fall? So she's like,
it's October, it shouldn't be 90 degrees.
No.
So she's like sending us one day
unnatural.
Of each, right?
Yeah. Right.
So I get it. We're confusing her, so we're kind of. I guess we can take
it's
the blame
right.
a little bit for it, right?
Mm. It's coming. 60 degrees is coming.
It is coming. Yes.
Mostly this Saturday, it should be like 65. So.
Well, the evenings are already fall-like. The evenings are already 40s and stuff, right?
It's nice.
Yeah, it's
and the
nice.
And the weekend will be nice. I'm excited for this weekend. We're going up to New York City, it's like 61. Is
oh,
the
nice.
High. Okay. So it'll be nice fall weather.
So long sleeves for sure.
Long sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
You know, boots and
yeah.
It'll be fun.
It will feel
it's
like
time.
Fall.
Mm-hmm. It will feel
like
fall.
It will feel
like
fall, yeah. All right, so Janelle, tell us a little bit. Do you guys how are you guys incorporating fall into theater?
Well, it's a changing of the seasons for sure. We have a lot starting. And so this weekend, we have some updates for this weekend. So I should let everybody know. Number one, the arts collective. I think we briefly talked about this event last time. The Harlem Renaissance Speakeasy, is sold out.
Wow!
So I don't want to break people's hearts if they're planning to come, but they need to know.
They do need to know.
It
yeah,
is sold out. And this is an event that's celebrating Hoka Palitzo's 45th year.
That's fantastic.
And the Arts Collective partnered with them to pull together poetry and music for the night with some, a lounge atmosphere. And it was really popular. So it's sold out.
Wow.
So hopefully they do something like this again so that more people who want that sort of experience can
And couldn't
can
make
come.
It this time. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's great that it's sold out, that it got as popular as it
Yeah, it's fantastic. So that's one thing. And then also, unfortunately, this weekend, the Gemini Piano Trio had a concert planned, and they have had to postpone that concert due to a performer injury. So nothing serious, but it will be rescheduled at some point. So ticket holders are being contacted. And so if you're planning on coming to that this weekend,
don't.
Yeah. And check the, howardcc.edu/concerts for more information. So that's the getting off the, you know, the start of October. Mm. That's how we're starting the weekend. But it's also
so you have a postponement and
a postponement,
you have
yeah.
full
and a sold out and Candlelight Concert Society is kicking off their season this Saturday. So There are still tickets available for that. So if you're looking for something, if you're planning to come to Harlem and that's sold out, and then you want to go see Gemini and they're not doing it, come on over that's to Candlelight.
Yeah, there you go.
Because they are kicking off their season with an accordion concert. I think this is the first time they've had a solo accordionist kicking off their season in Smith Theater.
It's different.
And there, here's this picture of her. I love this is her and her accordion. Yeah. Hansi Wong. She won the Young Artist competition, and she has a couple, you know, clips on YouTube. And it should be a really interesting concert if you want to come out and see that and support the Candlelight Concert Society. So it should be a fun concert.
That accordion looks massive on that picture. Yeah. Like, it looks just
much
so big.
Her.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, if you guys are not seeing this, let me show it again. It looks so much bigger than the artist herself.
I
and,
know.
You know, have you seen, you know, any clips of this before? Like, is she actually carrying it, or does she have...
I mean, that's how you...
Right,
you know,
that's how you're playing, yeah. So I was just wondering, you know, being so big, maybe, because I've seen that there's another kind where you kind of, it's more like a piano, kind of like
it's smaller.
It's,
right? Yeah. You think of those the of keys. Like, you know, French street performers sort of thing, you know.
Well,
yeah, exactly,
like,
exactly.
Like, you know, true, but yeah, right.
Like, the most famous accordion solo performer of all time.
I mean,
arguably.
He's a talented musician,
yeah.
Honestly. So that's going to be a fun weekend. Of course, last weekend we had our Steinway fundraiser.
Yes, how did that go?
The Anderson and Rowe concert in Smith Theater. Two concerts, actually. Mm-hmm. Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. And they just played beautifully.
Oh, wonderful.
And it was a lot of fun.
That's great.
So we're happy that went well.
Do you guys have anything Halloween coming up? Because I know sometimes you guys have things kind of like
not
scary.
Not necessarily. Okay. I think student life is probably, I think student life is doing a Halloween party.
Okay.
Or something, but we don't have like a Halloween theme.
I know in the past, like cabaret has kind of fallen right around Halloween.
Right.
And they've done
you know,
something
sometimes
like that.
Like the Arts Collective has done some improv, like has some Halloween improv before, but that's not on the, that's not on the season schedule this year.
They should make them all dress up in like skeleton morph suits.
Right.
Well, we have a Knock Knock Jokes pre-Halloween party happening.
Oh, really? Like Halloween themed Knock Knock Jokes?
Yeah, not necessarily Halloween themed. No. Yeah. But what we are doing, Brendan and I, we are actually on October 30th, Wednesday, October 30th, we are going to come.
Knock Knock Joke Day, that's right.
Yeah, we're because it's Knock Knock Joke Day.
Oh.
Yes.
So what we're going to
like
do
national
is.
National holiday?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it exists.
Oh, my.
I know.
Okay.
It's one of those that you just can't miss, right?
Right.
And you
got to
celebrate. So we are. We are taking it in full, and we are combining it with Halloween, so we are going to come dressed up on October 30th.
Okay.
And so you wanted a show. There you go. You have it here at Dragon Digital Radio.
Do you have your costumes picked out?
I don't.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm going to be Pikachu, and my girlfriend's going to be a Pokemon trainer.
Oh,
nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I don't. I don't know what I'm going to be yet. So,
All right.
So we'll be telling jokes, knock, knock. Jokes.
Okay.
So if you have any that you want to share
with
me,
I'll ask my kids. I've got some good ones.
Send them my way because Google is going to become my best friend when it comes
the
to
best
this.
Knock knock jokes?
Yeah. I mean, I have to. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
You know.
Have to have the listeners send some in.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So if you're watching and listening, you want to help me out, send me some knock knock jokes so that I can show Brendan. On our Knock Knock Joke Day. So that should be fun. That's coming up on October 30th for us. So stay tuned for that. That'll be live on our live show here at 9 a.m. on October 30th. So
that'll be fun.
Yeah. So what else do you guys have going on?
So in a strange alignment, we have the accordion is actually going to be a focus in Smith Theater over the month of October because we have this solo accordion concert. And then the following weekend, an accordion is being played as part of the theater department's production of Mr. Burns, a post-electric play. There's an accordion in that, too. And, you know, I'm back and forth on emails with people, and they're like, oh, there's an accordion. I'm like, what's up with the accordion?
So it wasn't planned.
No, but it's nice that there's that coincidence. Yeah. So yes, the theater department is doing Mr. Burns. Do we have any Simpsons fans here?
I was going to say, is this like Simpsons fan fiction or something?
Yes, I would say almost. It definitely was born from the mind of a Simpsons fan.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
The concept is...
Oh yeah, he's right there. He's a puppet.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Great.
The concept is it's like post-apocalyptic world.
Okay.
Okay, so that's already exciting, right? So this maybe sort of fits in like a Halloween, October sort of thing.
Okay.
Right? Post-apocalyptic world.
Be like their Halloween specials.
It's in three acts. Okay. So it's... These people, you know, there's no electricity, there's no entertainment, you know, of all the things you could worry about, the lack of entertainment has got to be a big deal, right? So they start, telling stories and remembering things, and they're remembering pop culture, and they start remembering songs and episodes of television shows, and they start sort of focusing on this one episode of The Simpsons, Cape Fear. So if you're a Simpsons fan, that's like a famous episode, right?
Okay.
So they start like retelling the story, and certain people are, you know, filling in the blanks, and they start, and it becomes like a play,
okay,
right? And then instruments are introduced, and so then it takes a break. You know, there's it's a play in three acts, and by the third act, it's like theater has taken over, and it's like years beyond, and so what is pop culture to us has become mythology to them.
Yeah.
Oh,
and so it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is cool.
I mean, I can just imagine
if
you're trying
time,
to remember, you know, like episodes of Cheers or episodes of Friends, and like retelling them to entertain.
And they continue to be on the post-apocalyptic world, so they never have electricity, they never have access to any of that to recreate all of this,
and so that's why there's sort of a mix of odd instruments. You know, it's like what you can find.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that is cool. That's where the accordion comes in.
Yeah.
I like that. So tell us a little bit more about the dates, when it's happening.
So that is running in Smith Theater. It's one weekend only.
Oh, okay.
And that is October 10th through 13th.
Okay.
So it's Thursday through Saturday at 7:30, and then a Sunday matinee at 2:30. So that is not this weekend, but next weekend.
Right, right.
And so they're in rehearsals right now, you know, looking, you know, if... in the theater backstage, you know, the crew is building the set, and there's all these like Bart heads, you know, so it's really
that's
fun.
Okay. No, that sounds great.
So it'll be entertaining for sure.
Is this family friendly or is...
You know, that is a good question.
Right.
Because I would say check the website
for
sure and double check. I don't think there are any age restrictions on this one.
Okay.
But a play in three acts can be hard for kids to sit through,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Yeah. Sorry. So how long is it?
Absolutely. Well, there's two intermissions. So it's going to be kind of...
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of...
Right. Usually you only have one intermission.
Yeah. But each act is shorter than like a normal play. So it should be a good afternoon or evening for you, entertaining. I think everybody could use a laugh and
absolutely. It sounds like a fun
something absurd.
Yeah.
To, you know, go watch and not have to think too deeply about.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's what this one sounds like. It sounds like it's just something that you come and just kind of get lost in it and have a good time with it.
Yeah,
so
it's gonna be fun. And there's a big cast. Bill Gillette, who is the director and he's the chair of the theater department as well. He cast some people because this is sort of a big undertaking with the three acts and some characters kind of like through line. He cast some of them last year and then held more auditions at the beginning of this fall semester to catch some of the new students
in
some of the other roles. Because as you can imagine, the third act is sort of like the big finale. And so they were rehearsing that over the summer months to try to really prepare. So, So
it's, what an undertaking.
So it's a large cast.
Yeah.
And it'll be a lot of fun. So
very cool.
I'm looking forward to seeing that too. And then we also have some music concerts coming up, and the Patagonia Winds are coming. And I'm just going to look up that date. Sunday, October 13th. At 4:00 in the Montebaro, and that is a wind quintet. So that's flute, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, and they perform every year. This is a faculty group, and they have quite a following, actually. Mm. And
oh, really?
It's nice that we have sort of an eclectic concert series.
Yeah.
That it's not just violin or piano or it's really
or the tambourine.
We even have accordions, so I like it.
And the music patrons like to dabble, you know, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of chamber. So it's nice they have those opportunities.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's talk about this little book that you are holding
here. This little book?
Yeah.
Let's
talk about the little book that you have here and let everybody know, you know, what it is. Because I know that people can get it, right? And it has all this information on
this
there.
This is our season brochure for the whole Horowitz Center.
And that's what it looks like now because I know it had a different look for the past season. Mm-hmm.
So this is our season of power. This is our theme for this year. And so what's nice about this, of course, you know, Rep Stage and, you know, the Arts Collective and the Music Department, they have their own brochures that are just their events. Mm-hmm. But this has everything that's produced by our resident groups and also our partner organizations, Candlelight Concert Series and the Columbia Film Society and Hoco Palazzo. So it has like everything. And if you want to look through weekend by weekend to see what's happening, it's all listed chronologically. So you can see what your choices are and what's happening. If you want to, you know, make it a double header one day and catch a matinee for Rep Stage and then an evening concert, you could do that. So it's sort of an all-inclusive brochure. And actually, this brochure, you know, it's beautifully designed by our PR and marketing department. And they got an award for the design of the brochure.
Really? Yeah. So.
I do like the design. I see how all the letters that spell power are on there. Just layered in different colors. That's pretty cool.
I love that design because I feel like all the letters are trying to fight each other for
For
to
power.
Overpower each other, right?
I
think it's neat. So shout out to Patty Berry, who designed this with us. And it's just fun.
Yeah.
And it's bright and colorful.
So if people want to get a copy of them, what's the best way that they can do that?
So you can go online, howardcc.edu/Horowitz Center, and there's a link that you can click to sign up for the mailing list and get a brochure, or you can call the box office at 443-518-1500 or stop by the box office Tuesday through Friday, noon to 5. And, I mean, they're all over the lobby in the Horowitz Center and at most of the libraries and the Howard County Welcome Centers.
Right.
So catch yourself a copy, and it goes through June. So the events in here go all the way through June for our whole season.
So it's not like you have to come in once every month to get a new one. You have one for the whole season.
Exactly. And we do have patrons who walk up to the box office with the brochure.
Yeah.
With things circled. And they say, this is what I want.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I know a couple people who are like that and who plan their weekends based on this little brochure that you have. And that's why I wanted to bring it up, because I don't think we've actually talked about it before. You know, and here in our show, you can catch more information in detail about the upcoming shows for each specific month if you're trying to decide which one you want to go see and which one you want to go to.
Absolutely.
But there's people who like to plan ahead and who are very familiar or looking for something specific. They're like, I just really want to see what they have coming up with the music department this year. So I just want to start planning for that.
Right.
Or, you know, I really want to go and do like a Rep Stage. I haven't been to one, so I want to see what they have coming up and really start planning
for it. Yeah, they're in rehearsal now. They had just started rehearsal for their next show.
Right.
So there's always something. Everybody's always either in production or rehearsal for something.
Absolutely.
So, and the galleries are in transition now. They open on this weekend with a new show in both galleries. So there's always something new.
Absolutely. And that little brochure right there can be, I guess, kind of like your guide, really, so that you don't miss out on anything. And then you can come and compliment, you know, here in our show, just getting more details on what each month brings you.
Absolutely.
So what else do we have coming up in October?
Well, those gallery shows are opening. Fahima Fadat, who is one of our full-time faculty members, she has a solo exhibition opening in the Rouse Company Foundation Gallery, which is our large gallery right in the lobby of the Horowitz Center. And she is an installation artist, so she comes and sets up everything sort of in this space and kind of works with the space to figure out how she wants to display her work. She focuses...
Installation artist, is that what you said?
Yes, she's considered an installation artist. Like, it's not just like a, you know, a photographer thinks about the photograph and it could be displayed, sort of. She thinks about the space and how she's going to use the space to, you know, display her work, and sort of that being in the space is the experience.
Okay.
Sort of.
Gotcha.
She has titled her exhibition Get Your Power Back, and she focuses on artwork around domestic violence in Iran and the U.S. She's Iranian, mm-hmm. so she's exploring sort of the differences and similarities between those experiences in Iran and the U.S.
Man.
So it's not, you know, happy-go-lucky sort of
right.
exhibition, but it's beautiful and heartbreaking and meaningful work to explore. We've had her in the gallery before, and I haven't seen, it's not installed yet, so I haven't seen everything, but I'm really looking forward to seeing what she brings.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what a powerful mm-hmm. theme she has.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
The fact that she can come from two backgrounds, two cultures. You know, and this is something that I was talking to my kids about this morning on a ride to school. We were listening to one of the TED Talks, and funny mm-hmm. enough, it was about evolution. And mm-hmm. it was the TED Talk said that we come from fish. But the thing that really caught my attention from this TED Talk is that the biologist who was saying this, is he kind of took a more humanistic side of things. And he said, you know, if we all kind of like just went back to the very basic thing, that we all come from this one little thing, right?
Mm-hmm. One little molecule.
Yes. Right? Then we could maybe stop looking at our differences, and mm-hmm. you know, we would, you know, and we would really understand and be able to connect better with our planet mm-hmm. and with everything else that's alive here, and you know, just human beings, nature, animals, whatever you call it. He was like, mm-hmm. if we can just go back to that idea and concentrate on that, he was like, mm-hmm. if we can all, we can think of everything as a fish. He was like, if we can just all go back to the idea that we're all fishes.
Right.
And that everything comes from fish. Then maybe, he said, maybe we can kind of like, that's how I took it. That's my understanding mm-hmm. of it. And I thought that was really, really cool. And then you know, with this idea of this upcoming gallery, mm-hmm. Where you can take two very different places in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Two very different cultures in the world, but yet there's one same problem, right? Manifested in both of them, because I mean, really, at the end of the day, we're all human. We're all mm-hmm. the same, and we all face the same situations,
absolutely.
Right? So it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful that you guys
and
are bringing that on.
You know, there's ways to connect, and it might not. You might want to connect over something a little bit more uplifting.
Yeah.
But you can look at a difficult situation, a difficult topic, and gain power from
absolutely.
Connecting with others mm-hmm. and rising above that.
Absolutely.
So I think that's part of her her aim, is to really bring attention to the subject and bring the taboo, you know, get away from the taboo mm-hmm. of the subject matter mm-hmm. and bring people together.
Yeah.
And not just women, men.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that it's for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love that. Looking forward to that. When does that one open?
Well, it opens this weekend and runs through November. Let me get you the exact date, because I know it goes for a while. It goes through November 17th.
Okay.
So, it's going to be around for a while, so you have some time. She's actually going to be doing an artist talk on November 14th. So we can talk about that next time.
Yeah, but, next time you come
it's
in.
It's nice. She's on sabbatical this semester.
Okay.
But she is going to come back for an artist talk and a panel discussion. So I think that would be a powerful event for faculty and students to attend as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We're running short on time, Janelle. Is there anything else you want to tell us about that
no,
we have
I don't
forgotten
think so. RepStage is in rehearsal for their new world premiere called E2, which opens on October 31st.
Not to be confused with E.T.
No, not E.T.
Yeah.
That's very different. No. No, but that's it's about Edward II, and it's a world premiere, so they've been working closely with the playwright and edits. You know, the play is in progress, and they've been workshopping it, and they're really excited about it. So so that's going to be exciting next month.
Very cool. So when you come back, you can tell us a little bit more about that and just fill us in a little bit more of the details.
It'll evolve over the month.
Let's remind everybody how to get the tickets, how to get in touch with you guys before we wrap it up.
So follow us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Horwood Center. Follow us, join us, interact with us. You can also visit us online, howardcc.edu/Horwood Center. And if you want to buy tickets, you can call the box office Tuesday through Friday, noon to 5, at 443-518-1500.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up before I die here coughing. I think I've used all of my talking time for today. So thanks, everybody, for listening and for watching. We will be back on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend and enjoy the weather.
Yeah. Yes.
Enjoy fall and summer. Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.